October 27th, 2011, Bob Sprankle here. I have started listening to the biography of Steve Jobs. It's delightful. Definitely makes me want to read I Was, which I've had on my shelf for a long time and just haven't gotten to. Somebody gave it to me, but I'm sure I'll learn more about the pranksters that they were. There's a lot of that in the book. It's very good. And ironies of ironies, and, you know, kind of sad. I don't have the news clipping right now because my computer is booting up, but gosh darn, the first iBook copy of Steve Jobs' biography came out, and Apple basically had to recall it. They asked people to delete it and re-download it because there was problems with the formatting, the design. So, you know, I'm sure this has happened with other books, but for it to happen to Steve Jobs, just ouch. That doesn't bode well, doesn't look very good for Apple, and I'm sure they feel like they have egg on their face. But it is a great book, and one of the quotes that really captured my attention is that he was so interested in humanities and science, and that bringing both of those things together is just so so important. And part of me is feeling like I might have started talking about this yesterday. I got to go back and listen. But again, that's been resonating with me today. And also, in the part that I'm in the book today, is very interesting. And I had heard a little bit about this, but very interesting that these guys were freakers. They were, you know, phone freakers, and you know, also capturing, collecting all these bootlegs of Bob Dylan. It's very interesting, you know, when we think about music piracy or software piracy, that, you know, these guys were basically the pirates of their time, at least for a while. I don't know how long that's going to last in their relationship, but I just got to the blue box part where they built and sold boxes that could do long distance call, you know, with AT&T, and then, you know, again, they were avid seekers of Bob Dylan bootlegs, and I'm not sure if Bob Dylan was okay with bootlegs or not. I guess I need to look that up, but just very interesting. And, you know, the thing that Steve says is without that blue box, there would never have been Apple. So without those mistakes, I mean, you know, you could say these are mistakes that they made in their youth, or you could just say these are choices they made in their youth, or just things they did in their youth, with judgment or without judgment. But because of that, they became, you know, something wonderful, and that established their partnership. So, you know, even if we look at certain things like, well, that's piracy, that's bad, or students are messing up on the internet, we still don't know the outcome of that and what path those choices and decisions are going to put them on. So very interesting.